Baník proti Spartě, stadion je plný. V kotli plném chlapu, kdo to dneska píská, to je naše Dáša, růže mezi trny.
The song Růže mezi trny, or Rose Among the Thorns, by the star singer-songwriter Jaromír Nohavica, is a tribute to female football referee Dagmar Daňková. On Sunday, she refereed one of the highlights of the season, a game between title contenders Baník Ostrava and Sparta Prague. The match ended in a 1-1 draw, but for many, including big Ostrava fan Jaromír Nohavica, she was the obvious winner for her smooth handling of the heated game. A while ago, I spoke to Dagmar Daňková and asked her how she liked the song.
It's fantastic. Now I feel really like celebrating, but I heard the song yesterday, and because my friend, she sent it via the internet, so, and I saw the pictures with it, and then in the evening on TV. It's something wonderful, yeah, and it's pleasant feeling, and yeah, I'm happy about it.
Sunday's game between Baník Ostrava and Sparta Prague, you refereed, was one of the highlights of the season. What would you say was the most difficult part about refereeing the game for you?
Well, I think one of the most difficult thing was be concentrated the whole match and just be ready for hard decisions. But luckily, there was no tough decision because it's like, I mean, yellow card for Tomáš Řepka was clear, so there was no discussion about it. So and in this way, it was quite easy. But one of the things which was not so pleasant was the empty bottle of beer. It was thrown from the spectators, and it just landed about 3 meters next to the players. It was very unpleasant because in the case if it had hit the players, so it would have been a big, big trouble. So this was one of the most difficult things. But otherwise, I mean, the play, it was fine. It was okay.
Do you think that players perhaps respect you more than they would a male referee? And do you think that this might have been one of the reasons why you were chosen to be the referee of this particular game?
Everybody says that, so it might be true. Because for me, it's very difficult to say yes or no, because I can't say how they react because I'm not the man, so I don't know the reaction like men to men. But everybody says that, so it might have been one of the reasons. So because the emotions were down, even the players maybe had it in their mind that there is a woman and not a man.
You've become one of the top football referees in the country. Ms. Daňková, has it been more difficult for you as a woman to get to the top in such a dominantly male sport as football is?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. It was not easy at all because many people still think that this is not the place for women. So I had to pass many objections and just the things which were in front of me. So sometimes it was not so easy, and I had a lot of bad words. And for men, it's much easier because it's, as you said, their word, not the women's world. But on the other hand, I would say that when you are successful, so everybody says it's easy for you because you are a woman. But in the case, if you are not successful, the game is bad and everything, so then everybody says you should go to the kitchen, you should stay at home, and that's very difficult to deal with this.
Yeah, Mexické vlny. Remíza je dobrá, všichni přežili jsme. Děkujeme, Dášo, růže mezi trny. Děkujeme, Dášo, naše růže mezi trny.